time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camlin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Nice morning outside.
It is nice. It was nice last night, too, really.
Well, I was shocked when I looked over here and it said 76 degrees already this morning. It actually feels cooler than yesterday.
Yeah. It's not going to get as warm. That's the good news.
We don't need hat pins today?
No.
You don't even know what a hat pin is.
It's going to be a little windy again, but.
Okay. We put a strap on our hats these days, right? No pins. Brett, how are you this morning?
Oh, just wonderful. There are a bank of clouds out in the west, though. So,
yeah, a little rain wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
We can
either,
still use some more. I'm greedy, I guess.
Yeah, so. We'll take it. Tell us about Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
Yep. Kohler creates 96 different colors or finishes for you to choose from for your kitchen sink, lavatory, or entire bathroom. Kohler has become the number one manufacturer across America in fixtures and faucets and deserves your attention when you decide to remodel. Camlin Plumbing and Heating has carried Kohler for several years now, and we recognize that Kohler's quality is unsurpassed in their industry. Our showroom and catalogs will give you the broadest selection possible, and of course, you don't have any better than Camlin Plumbing and Heating for those professional installations of these fixtures. Call us in Harlan at 755-3286 or in Atlantic at 243-1512.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much this morning. We're going to talk Relay for Life this morning, the Cass County version of the Relay for Life coming up this Friday. Carol Schuler helping to coordinate and organize and herd cats.
It's easy.
It's not the worst thing in the world.
No.
She's in with us this morning. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for asking me.
How's the process been?
The process has been really, really good. This is our 13th year, so we've kind of got it down pat now. There's a few changes, but a lot that can happen the same.
Yeah, it takes a lot of work, though. A lot of elbow grease goes into organizing all of this. Not just you, but all the entire committee.
I have a committee of about 20 people that get together, and they start right after Relay this year and set the date and get ready for next year.
You know, that alone is pretty impressive, because anytime you can get 20 people together and coordinate everybody to work as one, that's tough to do.
That is. Chris Parks here is one of our committee members, and he's probably one of my hardest to get there. No, not really. Chris does a great job on the committee.
I was going to say, that makes it even more amazing. Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about Relay for Life, because it's not the same as it was all those years ago when it started. It's morphed in a lot of different ways. Technology, I guess you mentioned Chris. Technology is one of them, and he's helping you with that.
That's right. He does our speakers. He does our sound system. The school has a better sound system, and they allow us to use their facilities. So, you know, it really has. It's come a long way, and what we do at the Relay.
The online presence is pretty impressive these days, too, isn't it?
That's right. Would you like to tell him the online address?
Yeah, it's relayforlife.org/CassCountyIA. And if you just go to that main page, too, you can search by zip code and you'll find our event.
That's right. You can make a donation. You can be part of a team. You can honor someone with a luminary. And so it really is. It's amazing what we can do online now.
Yeah, with a smartphone, you can be connected all the time. No matter where you are with Relay for Life and all the activities and things, if you need information or not sure about something, you can always find what you need. Perfect.
That and Relay American Cancer Society, too, is a good way to go online and find out information. So, you know, again, it's not just Relay, but it's the American Cancer Society where our money goes.
This Friday night at the Atlantic High School Track Complex, 6 to 11 p.m. It's just a short five-hour window, but a lot happens in that 5 hours.
It does. We actually start at 6 p.m. with the Survivor's Lap, but prior to that, we have teams that are that day doing something. We have a tractor ride that is out there all day long. I think they start at 8 a.m. that morning at the community center. We have a team of track kids that come up to the school and actually walk on that track or run on that track all day. Then at 4:30, we have the survivors come together, and we invite any survivor to come to the Atlantic High School. We will feed you a nice dinner donated by Hy-Vee. We will celebrate your success of another year of survival, and you will be the ones, the survivors will be the ones to kick off that event and walk that track that night.
Why is that so important? Because it seems like that is the focus.
That is the focus. Our Relay for Life focuses on the survivors. They've made another year. We want to celebrate with them. And our community does a great job of coming together and just showing their support. It's a wonderful way for them to celebrate another year of surviving cancer.
You know, the tough part about that is the survivor list grows, it seems, over the course. Every year you see new faces and things there. That's the downside. The good side is you're seeing those faces.
That's right. That makes the whole difference. And you are a survivor whether you've been diagnosed with cancer 10 minutes ago or we have 60-year survivors. So that is the good thing because survivorship is wonderful. It's what it's all about, and your families are celebrating that with you.
Yeah, gee whiz, in a perfect world, we'd love to eliminate it altogether, but that might not be realistic at this point. What's realistic is early detection and solid planning.
Right. Our money does go for research to find a cure for cancer, but we also do have education that helps people better understand what they can do to control what their lives are looking like. Cancer is a horrible diagnosis, but if we can find it soon enough, we can help that person get through a difficult time.
Yeah, even in a lot of cases, though, it's amazing over the last, you know, pick a number, 20, 30 years, mm-hmm. the responses are so much different now when you see not just the person but the family members as well. It seems like when someone gets the cancer diagnosis, it's not the, oh, my God, response anymore. It's, okay, well, what do we do?
That's right. It's not a death sentence anymore. Now we go on to what can we do to make it better.
Right, yeah. So it's, and a lot of that's due to the efforts of all these folks who help out during these different types of events to help raise some money. It's meant to be kind of a festival, a carnival atmosphere. You want it to be fun, though.
Absolutely. We do have a lot of fun entertainment and activities that go on all evening. I'll just name a few. The committee puts together at 6:30, the Exira Community Band will be playing on stage. Salute Gymnastics at 7:30. Amy Martison, a local talent here, will sing. 7:40, Dance Atlantic takes the stage. 8:20, Tammy Truitt takes the stage, and then at 8:30, we're having Zumba music, which is something all new and different. Activities, the kids, so we invite families, we invite friends, the kids have a great time. There's going to be a jump house, parachute games, bubble gum contest, cupcake contest, and lots of arts and crafts. So it's for all ages, young and old, and we invite everybody just to come up and check it out.
Boy, how do you come up with so much money to pay all these performers? Or do they donate?
They all donate their time. They all donate their efforts. And that's what's wonderful about our community is there's no lack of people who want to help out.
Will there be any food by chance?
There will be food by chance. Like I said before, we will feed the survivors a free meal. They will get their T-shirt. I might mention, too, just in case you haven't signed up, feel free to call Lori Mudd and sign up. But otherwise, just show up. 4:30, 4 to 5 would be great. Timmer's Barbecue and Qantas are both going to have stands there where anyone can purchase sandwiches and food.
Very good. Lots of things going on. It seems like more and more folks want to get involved in different ways, too. You mentioned the tractor ride, which was something new a few years ago, Barb Beyer and her group organizing all of that. But I noticed there's like a motorcycle rally now this year, too. A lot of folks in a lot of different ways are trying to find a way to get more involved.
We want people to do what they want to do and what they have fun doing. And actually, that motorcycle ride will end up at Hy-Vee, and they'll have root beer floats that same afternoon. We're hoping the motorcycles bring their coin. They're going to pick up their coin jugs wherever they ride, and they will be bringing those up the night of Relay also. It'll be something fun, something different, exciting.
Always something different to see. You know, we talked about the survivors point in the evening to kind of get things started, too. Another highlight of the day is the Luminary event, too. There are a lot of folks that put a lot of effort into putting all that together, and they hope the weather is wonderful and then that everybody can get a chance to really experience what the night's also about.
That's right. The luminaries can be purchased. It's actually a bag that we put a light into, and then we write the name of someone who has survived cancer or in memory of someone who has passed away. We have it at dark or at dusk so that you can see those lights and you can walk around the track and read the names actually on the bag. It is a way for people to make a donation but offer hope for tomorrow and a better day for that particular person. The luminaries are a very solemn time, and yet as we've celebrated the survivors, we also want to remember those that we've lost with cancer.
And there's no real set time for it. It's at dark.
It's at dark. Close to 9:15 is when we want to have it. Some evenings, that changes thanks to you guys with the weather. So whatever it is, it is. We do invite people to come up and attend any portion of the evening. Maybe you only want to come up and take a look at the luminaries, or maybe you only want to come up and take a look at the survivors. Please come up, sit in the stands, have a sandwich, or just walk around the track with the rest of us, whatever you want to do.
And it's impressed me the way that people donate. There are a lot of folks that say, well, gee whiz, I haven't been asked by any team members for a donation and things. But odds are there are probably multiple ways that you've had a chance or have donated. A lot of the churches in the area will hold special collections and things to do different types of things. Businesses will hold their own efforts, too, to collect money. A lot of people give in a lot of ways.
They really do. We have sponsors, mostly businesses, who will give us a check. But then their employees are welcome to be on a team. And so they've come up with some amazing ways to raise funds. Bake sales, quilt sales, I mean, you name it, they've probably done it. And people are very generous. People in our community do support Relay for Life in a wonderful way. So thank you to the sponsors and our community, too.
What'd you raise last year? Do you remember?
$76,000.
Do you have a goal for this year?
Nope. We just come out together and we raise what we raise and we get what we get. Sure, we'd always like to raise more than that, but at the same time, any donation, pennies, is very much acceptable and we would love to have it.
You know, 100,000 is a nice round number.
It is, but maybe someday.
Set your sights high. Why not?
Why not?
All right. And now even I realize the teams were put together in large part quite a while ago, and they've been working on different projects and things. But for folks, as you mentioned, who are not part of a team, who may want to come out and participate, even if you just want to come up and donate some money and walk just a lap around the track to feel like you're part of it, that's fine. Do whatever you feel comfortable with.
That's right. We welcome anyone who would like to come up. We do encourage people to come up and just see what it's all about. It's a fun evening full of activities.
Okay. Lots of stuff happening. Did we miss anything?
I don't think so.
I think
you get it all.
All right. Chris, you want to throw in that web presence one more time so folks know where to find all that information?
Yeah, that's relayforlife.org/CassCountyIA. That's where you can find out info and donate there as well. And then if you're on Facebook as well, you can search for Relay for Life, Cass County, Iowa, and we have information there, too.
Okay, so most of your questions could probably be answered by going to that site. If not, you can submit those questions, too, and get what you need.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. All right, we need to turn things back over to Brett this morning. He'd like to tell us a little bit more about Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Brett?
Lennox produces 7 different models of air-to-air heat pumps so that we can give you the best type of efficiency for your home. Lennox heat pumps will save you more from 40 to 60% on average energy cost and often give the home a more even heat source, eliminating cold spots in your home. In most situations, we can use your present furnace as a backup heat source, and within 1 or 2 days, you will be on your way to beating those high prices of gas. Camblin Plumbing and Heating will always treat your situation as special and design exactly what your home needs, not just stick something in. Give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286. The thought of the day today comes from William Gladstone. It says, be happy with what you have and are, be generous with both, and you won't have to hunt for happiness.
All right, very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Cass County Relay for Life event again coming up this Friday night, 6 to 11 p.m. at the Atlantic High School Track and Field Complex. There's a tractor ride, a motorcycle rally, all kinds of stuff going on. Make sure you're a part of it in one way or another. Carol Schuler, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much. Brett, thanks for coming by.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to make it a great day, and God bless America.